Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we are jumping into the source documents for a really fascinating brand called Mad Robot.
Mad Robot.
And their whole identity is built around this sort of philosophical contradiction. So our mission today is to really analyze how they define themselves.
It creates instant tension, which is just, you know, brilliant.
It does.
That name Mad Robot, it just carries so much baggage from science fiction, right? When we hear it, we automatically picture a system that's broken down.
Right. The AI has gone rogue.
Exactly. It's the definition of a glitch, of systemic failure, pure unpredictability.
And our sources confirm the brand knows we think that, but they immediately flip the script.
Mm-hmm.
They state very clearly that they aren't mad in a broken sense. Instead, they say they are mad about designing cool stuff and disrupting norms.
So they're redefining the whole idea of madness. It's not an unintended consequence. It's an intentional high-octane state of being.
I like that. High-octane.
The madness is an uncontrolled failure. It's focused, passionate disruption. I mean, they've successfully shifted mad from a flaw to a feature.
And that intentionality, that's really the foundation of their entire worldview.
It has to be.
Which, you know, directly informs their core mandate. Their mission is pretty simple on the surface: to inspire independent thinkers to challenge the ordinary.
It's not a passive thing, though. It's not about just buying a product.
No, it's about aligning with an active philosophy that, well, it demands you seek out change.
And if we look at the bigger picture, their vision is to influence a world where curiosity outruns conformity.
Mm.
They're not trying to sell to everybody.
No, definitely not the mass market.
They're explicitly targeting those individuals who value questioning things, who already push boundaries.
The people who kind of treat learning and discovery as a core part of who they are.
Exactly.
But I'm kind of stuck on one phrase. This is where I think the paradox really needs to be unpacked, they say, where precision becomes a form of creative rebellion. I mean, precision implies following incredibly strict rules, right? It's rigid. How can perfecting something technically be an act of rebellion?
Well, that's the genius of their framework. Think about it. Random rebellion is just chaos. That's the broken sci-fi robot we were talking about.
Okay, right.
But if you master the system, if you understand the rules with deep precision, you can find the exact stress points to innovate.
I see. So the rebellion isn't just being sloppy.
No, not at all. It's using technical rigor, meticulous detail to build something that's fundamentally different or just undeniably better.
So their dive watch, the MAD instrument, #2, deep ocean, 1,000 meters, that becomes a literal example of this philosophy.
Precisely. The level of precision you need to build the 1,000-meter waterproof instrument is immense.
Of course.
But they're saying that level of mastery is the ultimate act of creation that defies the norm. It's the difference between flailing against a wall and surgically dismantling it.
That dedication, they claim, is what will awaken the spirit inside the machine.
Yeah, and it's a call to action. To remind independent minds to think bravely, live originally, and shape the future with imagination and intention. The core message is, don't let the future just happen to you.
You have to build it.
You build it.
But wait, if they're so committed to this high concept philosophy, doesn't selling all kinds of different products, you know, watches, sneakers, t-shirts, doesn't that dilute the message?
That's a critical question, I think, about scaling any philosophy. For them, I'd argue the consistency isn't in the product type, it's in the design ethos.
So a t-shirt can be as rebellious as a watch.
If the design adheres to that standard of intentionality and disruption, yes. The philosophy itself becomes the unifying quality. The mindset is more important than the object.
So it's a powerful synthesis then. A whole range of products unified by this single, intense commitment to intentional disruption.
So let's bring this back to you, the listener. If focused precision really can be a form of creative rebellion, how are you applying that idea?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Think about one area, maybe in your work or your personal life, where you feel stuck in conformity. What small, precise action, a perfectly planned detail, or a single executed step could you take this week to leverage that kind of mastery and genuinely challenge the ordinary?